From the YPR studios, I'm Kay Erickson. Montana, like much of the nation, has a shortage of healthcare professionals. The state's health department reports all but one of the state's counties are underserved. Montana is working to fill that void. Nearly two decades ago, the Montana Family Medicine Residency Program was launched specifically to bring family practice doctors to rural and underserved areas. Dr. Ashley Quanbeck says the idea behind the program is simple.
There's good statistical evidence that people who train in the states are much more likely to stay in the state.
National statistics show 55% of family medicine graduates in the U.S. will set up their practice within 10 miles of where they did their residency. Quanbeck fits the bill. This fifth-generation Montanan, originally from Missoula, is a graduate of the residency program and chose to practice in Hardin.
Being able to train in Montana made a huge difference for staying because I had the skills I needed to stay, and if I had to have trained somewhere else, I may not have been able to develop the skills to be comfortable practicing rural medicine where there's not a lot of support and backup.
In addition to 3 years of hands-on medical training, these residents also learn what it's like to live and practice medicine in this frontier state. The Montana Family Residency Program has become nationally prominent. This past year, it received over 1,200 applications and conducted more than 80 interviews to fill 8 openings for the class of 2021.
We look for people that are from Montana or have a Montana connection.
Dr. Roxanne Fehrenwald, the head of the program, says that could be a medical student who was born here, attended college here, or someone who wants to stay in a big rural state.
We look for people that are service-oriented, people that want to be family physicians, to help to care for their neighbors, and to kind of make their town, their community, their little world a better place. So people that have worked and done volunteer work, people that have worked in underserved communities.
There is a monetary advantage for those doctors who want to stay. Brandy Kinchlow with the primary care office in the state health department helps physicians with their school debt.
We have the Montana Rural Provider Incentive Program, also referred to as the Mr. PIP, which is a loan repayment program for MDs and DOs who want to work in health professional shortage areas. There's also the National Health Service Corps and the Montana State Loan Repayment Program, which the primary care office facilitates. All three of those programs offer providers a loan repayment award in exchange for working in a health professional shortage area.
Support and backup for these rural doctors is another factor in keeping them in rural communities. Dr. Greg Holzman, Montana's medical officer, says it's important for these physicians to connect with specialists in the larger medical centers in the area.
Medically not feel isolated, so that they have the backup for the challenges that might come through their door and know that they have the assistance and help around them.
And with the help of computers and telemedicine to fill in, Holzman says these doctors can even get some time off. The Montana Family Residency Program is a partnership of Billings Clinic, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Riverstone Health. Since its beginning, 58% of the graduates have stayed in the state. A residency program started in western Montana in 2013 has a 71% retention rate. Fehrenwald says the bottom line of these residency programs, improving the health of everyone. Kay Erickson, YPR News.